went to another one.
Yeah.
I don't think in my lifetime that they'll be changing out this post office.
May not be. I don't know. Was it 2005 that it was developed?
Sounds
right. Is that about right?
I think so.
Now then, it's fairly new. And if that's the case, then that lease will be in place probably for 15 years. That's what they generally are running. At that time, they'll take a look and see. So in 2020, they'll take a look and see if they want to renew, which often they do, if they're in decent shape, or put them out to the open market. I'm not suggesting that we look at them based on an open market standpoint. I don't think we should, especially a property that's as new as this one. That's just more information for you. Based on what appears to be the market rent for other properties that are out there, and again, that's not this one specifically, at $10 and $5 in expense, that's where the value falls in.
I looked at the information that came with the appeal and the properties for sale, which is the pages right behind there, 24, page 23 and 24. And one of them is marked sold. It's a much smaller property, 817 square feet. But if you multiply it out, it comes up to more than what we've got it on for. And if you go to the next page, those that I assume these are for sale properties, which doesn't mean they'd sell, but they've sold, but the one on the bottom there, South Dakota, it's in two sections, and it's smaller than what our building is when you add the two sections together, and they're asking 608, and we got it on 532. Anyway, just from my look at these properties for sale, of course, none of them are right here, but it doesn't look like we're off.
If I had an investor and they had a 15-year lease and they could buy, you know, having such a reliable tenant as the Postal Service and a building that doesn't have a huge amount of upkeep requirements, I think 532 is reasonable even in the nice little town of Forsyth.
I understand.
I make a motion that we deny BOE number 2017-18.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Thank you, Mr. Browning, and you will be getting a letter in the mail from Clerk, County Clerk's Department. And changing the ones that we have changed, and you can appeal the ones that we did not change to the State Tax Commission.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate your dedication of time this afternoon.
Yep.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip back to Nebraska.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or up through to
up
Nebraska.
Up through, right? There'll probably be some good baseball on my radio to listen to on the way out.
All right, moving on. We're running a bit behind to BOE number 19, Mr. and Mrs. Harding. If you guys would like to come on up, thank you for your patience. So. Doing good. Running about 30 minutes behind on yours, but so if you guys want to share a little bit about it, about your property.
Well, we just want some uniformity and some equalization on ours with everybody else's.
Okay.
So, we got a letter. It said our site prep went up to $10,000. So we thought that was a little bit high. So my husband did visit with Mr. Pennell, and they lowered it to $5,000. Then we looked at several others, and most of them are $3,150, $3,500. We just need to know why ours is better than everybody else's.
And you should have a copy.
of those.
Do we have a exhibit?
You know, what's really disturbing is when you find somebody that works in the assessor's office.
Yeah, that is lower.
That's lower.
Okay, so...
That valuation in the middle there, that's $3,500 on the first one. That's the site prep.
Okay, so you're being taxed as ag land right now, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, it's not our ag land.
It's
a septic tank in the well.
Septic tank in the well.
That's what they consider site prep.
You know, I don't understand how you can go out and assess a well or a sewer.
You can't see them.
You have no idea how long that pump's been in there.
Could you help us out by just doing one of you at a time, if that would be possible?
We'll give it a shot.
Just one of you at a time. And then... is it my understanding that this parcel is just a well, and this is a vacant parcel except for a well and a sewer, or what?
No, we have ag land. We have 40 acres where we live.
This is it, Lester. So this is the parcel of land you're looking at.
Okay.
So you're concerned about where your double wide is, double wide is.
That's the site prep.
And that's what you're concerned about.
Yes.
So you just put in.
No, it's been there from 1972, that house has been there.
Okay.
Double-wide trailer since 72. The well went in 60s.
Now can I speak?
Yeah.
You can speak any time. I just wanted you to do what you
know, we did call another county, and what he originally had us assess for, I would pay if you go straight across the board to the entire county, which I know another county did that. Instead of going out and saying mine's worth 10 and another's worth 15 and 35, put it across the board.
Okay, and the classification of their property is?
Ag.
Ag, and there's no sub-classifications with that or anything like that?
Well, they've got
this would be residential, wouldn't it?
They have residential ag, and what they're speaking to, if I could,
yes,
is the site prep, as they mentioned, for on the residential value. And if you look up there, Wes has got the cursor there on $5,000. Previous, if it was $3,150, was the site prep, and then just to the left of that is their structure value. And if I understand what they're saying this morning or this afternoon, their main issue is the site prep. And when I got here, we had four different site preps. We had some that were zero, which Wayne has brought to my attention through his appeal. But most everything else was either $3,150, $3,325, or $3,500. When I got here in September of 13. We had lots of conversations, in fact, over probably a period of a year or better, of whether that was a accurate site prep because of the cost of a well and a septic system. And we came up with a schedule, and $5,000 with one exception, I believe, on Rockaway Beach, where the property values are in the tank pretty bad because of different issues. I think we've got some at 4,000 there, but mainly 5,000 is our lowest site prep. And it goes up from there depending on whether it's a mobile home, an average home, so on and so forth. But anyhow, we did raise the site preps. We did not do it immediately. Like I said, it took us about a year to kind of get ciphered through what we thought was fair and right. So as we started reassessing in 14, some of those properties that were at the 3150, 33, and 3500 did not get changed. And Wayne's brought, I believe that's why he's got some of these parcels here, is some of those, and he mentioned somebody in our office, that particular folks had their property reassessed. We got out there and reassessed their house, but we had not established that site value change at that time, so it didn't get changed. But for the last two or three years, we have been changing those site preps to a regular schedule. And 5,000, Wayne came in. I think actually, Gloria, it was at 8,000 when you came in, Wayne, and we changed it to 5. And I don't believe that's unreasonable. But
how long have you been in office, Mr. Pennell?
Not quite 4 years.
Okay. In 2016, I have two of them here that you set at 3,500. And I think I had one in 17 that you set.
Well, if they were, it was an accident.
And there's 14. They're all over the place.
You gentlemen have a copy of those in front of you. Take a look at them.
Oops. How much, and so site prep, meaning stuff that has been improved to the property, such as a well or a septic, is that what we're talking about?
And an acre to 3 acres of ground, yes.
Originally put in.
So is this something that is like another piece of property that has a septic and well on it? Their improved land has increased? Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
So yes. another piece of land that has a well and septic on it goes up from 31 to, unless it's in some of these other areas, in a normal ag scenario?
Well, you can take, doesn't have to be ag, it could be residential. It could have a vacant lot in a subdivision. It might be worth $5,000 or $25,000. Okay. When you put a house on it, you either connect to water or you have to drill a well.
Okay, there's so you're going to have your ag valuation, and then if I go in and I buy this ag land and I put in a well, you're going to establish a dollar amount for the site improvements. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether you say ag, it would be more residential, but okay. If there was no, if it was a,
but right, yours is ag land.
We've
right?
lived on our property for ever since we got
it's
married.
It's classified as both. There's a part of it that's residential, part of it that's agriculture.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That one. Right, I get what you're saying.
It has,
and I know where your property is. I've driven by your property. It's it's a beautiful piece of property, actually.
Well, thank you.
But to put in a septic and a well, I don't know if even this is a factor, but to put in a septic and a well, I mean, I know that it costs at least $5,000 to put in a septic, and I mean, if you're on some dirt, and to drill a well, you're looking at $5,000 to $7,000.
But we didn't do either of those.
Right.
And it's been there since...
60s.
Yeah. The well that was drilled, and there was an old churn drill well. So, I mean, come on.
I looked at some of the values that you had there, and I didn't see any that were close to your property.
Originally.
Did you have any of those in there? I didn't... Obviously,
they're
look through
just all over the county.
They're all over the county, but what I'm concerned about is... Is what is in the area where you are?
Where we are, they're all over the place. I mean, that's most of our neighbors are 31, 35.
Well, let me ask you, Chuck. You're going through and changing all of these, and how do you do that? I mean, what's your basis? In other words, his has gone up. And according to what they say, and I believe them, that their neighbors have not gone up. So how do you justify?
The only reason their neighbors haven't gone up is, A, we haven't been there to reassess.
What are you going to look at?
When you go,
what do you look at?
You're going to crawl up my sewer, the end of my sewer, you're going to go up there. You don't know anything about my